Hello, it's Kyle.
Hi Kyle, this is CJ. Am I speaking with the owner of Kavanaugh Builders?
Yes.
Yes sir, this is CJ, and I'm over here at Local Splash. Your account came over to me on a qualified list of candidates that may be a good fit to be on the top page of Google search results at a low cost today. Since we are just filling in the spot in your area in Three Rivers, Massachusetts. And if we work with you, we're not going to be working with someone else who does what you do in the area. And I only have four quick questions in here for us to pull up the accurate cost. Let me just ask, are you the sole owner and make all the decisions, or you have a partner?
I'm all by myself, man. Just me. I do everything.
All right. You are the boss. Perfect. And
I'm the boss, the employee, you know. You're yelling yourself for being late.
I like that, Kyle. I like that. Let me just ask if you can handle more business, right? Of course. Everyone wants money, right?
I would love to, but like I said, I'm by myself, so it's a little bit hard right now. I did have a partner, a younger man, a little bit younger than myself. I'm still a young guy. And he ended up having a small health condition, and he's no longer with me at the moment.
Okay.
Kind of see what the... He's still alive. That came out a little funny. We're just trying to figure out what really happened, and hopefully he can come back to work. I mean, for a 22-year-old kid, man, what a great talent. Reminds me of myself when I was about 6 years younger. I'm hoping all is well with him, but in the meantime, I'm trying to by myself.
Well, I know that you're a one-man show. Well, when it comes to accepting more jobs, you can still maybe at least one or two.
Can you say that one more time? I'm sorry.
When it comes to accepting more jobs, do you think you can still do that, maybe one or two a week, or?
Not entirely positive. I've kind of got a thing going with that Angie bullshit at the moment. Excuse my language.
That's okay.
It seems to be going all right. I've just started with them at the beginning of the month, so it's been 2 weeks. I seem to get a couple of jobs here and there. Some of them might show up, right? Even when I call them, I get a good feeling about it, and some of them are just like, all right, great, this is going to be a complete waste of my time today. So, I don't know. Quick background to myself, I was in the construction union for 10 years. I'm still an active member. I've been doing my own thing for about 15. I've never really advertised before because I did it on the side, and every time I got a project, it was just word of mouth, like, hey, I'm looking for something specific, and somebody would go, Kyle can do that for you. And I mean, I was, you know, 2020 was, you know, 6 years ago, so I was 22 years old. I had this person come up to me and say, hey, you know, I'd like to have an addition look like this, and they showed me a picture on a one of those websites, Pinterest, and I hate that shit, but whatever. I look at the picture, and I'm like, all right, I can do that. And I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, how am I going to do this now? But it was the second edition I ever did, and I was 22, and I somehow pull it out of my ass every time. So I love what I do. I wouldn't change it for the world. I want to grow and continue to get more work, but I also need to, I've got a beautiful day out. So I don't know where you are. I'm in Massachusetts, and beautiful day out right now. And I'm sitting behind my freaking computer doing stuff that I don't want to do. I'm quoting jobs. I'm sending emails out to people because I want my money because I'm doing the work. And I'm like, let's go. Come on. I'm actually doing a big job right now up in Holyoke. It was a garage. I'll call it, I guess, a renovation rebuild that started on fire. And there was not one contractor in town that said, hey, let me take care of this for you. They wanted to demolish the entire garage, rip up everything, dig new holes, new foundation, new garage. It probably would have cost them you know, I would assume $70,000 to $80,000. And here I came in with my total price around $27,000, and then there was some extra stuff that they wanted to add that they had before, but they were kind of not sure if they wanted it. And I'm like, well, if you had it and you want it, I mean, your insurance company's gonna cover it. So if you want it, we'll put it in. If you don't want to use it, don't use it, you know. So
yeah. Well, thank you for sharing us those information, Kyle. Really appreciate it. Well, let's just go back to what you just mentioned a while ago. You were with Angie's and you really don't like their service at all?
It's kind of iffy at the moment. Like I said, I've been with them for a couple weeks. Sometimes I get a customer that just seems like they're just ready to grab the bull by the horn, and I get that not everybody's ready to do their project. Like, I could give you a quote, and you might be ready within a month or something, but some people, I just go up to them, and they're like, oh, you seem like you're too young, like you've never done anything before. Do you know what you're doing? And then they go, oh, man, that's all you can do for a price? And I'm like, I know I'm freaking way undercutting anybody else. And they go, can I get a discount on that? And I'm like, what do you want me to do? Just buy the material with your money and do the work for free, you know? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a little bit of hit or miss, and I'm getting, I understand I'm going to get that no matter what, but it does, it kind of does get annoying.
Yeah, thank you for letting us know. Well, first of all, we're different from Angie's. We are with Local Splash, over 20 years in the business. Well, of course, it's all about working with the right company, right? Well, we are here to put you on the first page of Google. Well, you do see the value in having your business on the top page of Google, right?
I'm sure it wouldn't hurt.
Of course. If someone is looking for a service in your area, they'll be able to see you on that very top section. So that would generate more sales for the business, for sure. And if we could help you in better ways, of course, better than the ones you have right now, which is Angie's, like if we bring in more customers for you to generate more sales, well, I'm sure this would be something worth trying for your business today, right, Kai?
What was that?
Well, if we bring in more customers for you to generate more sales at a better price, better than the ones that you have right now, since you mentioned Angie's are not really giving you results, right? Well, you think this would be something worth trying for your business today?
I wouldn't be able to do it today, but it does sound like something that I would be interested in the near future.
Okay.
Just kind of, I had a full-time job, and I would always do this on the side, and it was really just recently that I pulled back from my regular job and just said, all right, let's do this full-time. So, money-wise, I hate to say I'm kind of strapped right now, but I am, and I'm trying to make sure I don't stumble over my own 2 feet and I can get these couple of projects I got going finished up. So, it does sound great. It sounds like something I would love to try in the future, but right now, today, this instant, I just can't make that move. Until I kind of finish up what I got going on here. I got too many pots I'm pulling from, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know that. I know that, Kyle. Well, thank you for letting us know. Well, if you don't mind me asking, if we're going to give you a call back just to follow up, when is the best time, if you don't mind?
I would say I'm kind of an evening office guy. Like I said, I'm out working all day. Normally today's kind of just one of those days, but, sometime in the evening, maybe the second week of next month.
Okay.
Kind of let me get through what I've got going on. I'm away at the end of this month and give me a week to kind of get back into the swing of things next month, and we'll go from there if you don't mind.
Yeah. The only thing is that the spot in this area in Three Rivers, Massachusetts, it's not going to be available forever, but we can definitely make a note in here so we can check and see if we can call you back after a month.
Okay.
Yeah. thank you so much for your time, Kyle. Really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Hey, you know what? Time is valuable, and I don't want to have you waste your time on me if I'm not ready, so I'd rather be upfront and honest, and hey, if it works in the future, it works in the future.
All righty. Thank you, Kyle. You do have a great day, okay? We'll definitely call you back after a month.
All right, thank you. You have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye.